All right, guys. You know, obviously excited about opening up the season. You know, we got a tough challenge going on the road to New York against a good football team. Just watching their football team, I think they're improved offensively. The quarterback, obviously, I thought he played very well in the preseason. They've added some weapons. They can really run the ball effectively. I think Eric Decker adds something to their to them in the passing game, as well as Cumberland, Jason Morrow at tight end. So they're much improved, in my opinion, offensive football team than what we saw last year. Defensively, they have been and will continue to be a very good defense. I think Rex Ryan is one of the best defensive coaches in football. So obviously that's a challenge. I'm sure, you know, all of you got your questions about the quarterback situation. We made the decision to go with Derek Carr as the quarterback. There was a lot of factors that went involved in that. It's not an indictment on Matt Schaub at all. I still feel very confident in Matt Schaub. I think it says more about where we feel Derek Carr is and his progression after watching him all throughout training camp. And in the preseason, you just see a guy that continues to develop and continues to be mature beyond his years as a quarterback, and a guy that we feel very comfortable putting him out there and helping us win football games. So we made that decision, and we'll move forward with that.
Is it going to be a week-to-week
thing? No, Derek's a starting quarterback, and we feel very good and very confident about where he's at and his ability to go out and lead us to victory.
How did Schaub take the news?
Well, he's disappointed. You know, I think any competitor would be. But he's handled it like a pro, it's not an easy situation to be in, but he's a real pro. He's been around football for a long time. He understands how things operate. He's going to continue to go out and work and compete, and he'll be ready when his number's called.
How did Thursday's game weigh into this choice?
Well, it was a factor in it. It certainly was. You know, we've seen signs of Derek Carr's development from the day he stepped onto campus here, until where he's at right now. And we've seen him grow by leaps and bounds. And I think he's ready to accept the challenge.
Any update on Nick Roach?
He didn't practice today. And we're kind of in regular season mode. So we'll have our first injury report, I think, comes out tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. So. I'll give those injury reports out tomorrow.
Who's going to be your backup quarterback this week?
Matt.
Which Matt?
Oh, Schaub.
When did you first entertain thoughts of Carr starting Sunday?
I don't know when that thought first crossed my mind. I mean, I think, you know, like I said, we've been watching this kid develop for a long time now. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, Thursday night confirmed a lot of things in our mind. But these decisions aren't made based on one particular instance. They're based on a lot of information, a lot of factors go involved in that. And we just felt like it was time to go ahead and make that move.
Does Menelik Watson look like he's going to start this week? I saw him out there working.
Yeah, Khalif's right now working at right tackle with the first group. And Gabe Jackson's working at left guard.
With your top three draft picks come in and make an immediate impact in terms of the starting lineup. That's got to be a real positive to see such a.
Yeah, no, I think that's a testament to, you know, our scouting department and what Reggie's been able to do in the off season. You talk about throw Jelly in that mix too. You know, as a guy that we feel like is gonna. You know, have an opportunity to really contribute, and guys like T.J. Carey, so there's a lot of young guys. I know I saw a stat where we're the oldest team in football, but I think we got some young guys that have a chance to develop and be cornerstone type of players for us.
What was Osbury able to do today? Is he fully back, or is that?
He moved around. We practice him on a limited basis. I haven't had a chance to visit with him after practice yet, but. You know, from what I saw in practice, it looked like he moved around pretty well.
Is Chekwa still a ways out, or did he be back this week?
Yeah, I don't know where he's at yet. He didn't practice today.
Yeah.
talk a little bit about Rex Ryan as a defensive coordinator. Is this a typical Rex Ryan? Obviously, they don't have the secondary. Maybe they've had in the past. Is this still a typical Rex Ryan defense? Or
yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think he's going to be who he is, and he's going to call the defenses how he's called them before. And so, you know, we obviously, you know, you never really know exactly what you're going to see in the opening game of the season because generally you don't show a ton of stuff in the preseason. So, but, you know, I would expect that we got to be ready to see, you know, a lot of his pressure package in trying to get after a young quarterback.
I know the receivers were closely grouped. Can you talk about keeping Moore Butler over Greg Little?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at the whole sum of what we saw over the preseason, you know, with Bryce and I thought his consistency and what you saw with Bryce, Demo, I think, has really kind of gotten back to where he was maybe a couple of years ago when we first got here. I saw a different demeanor out of Denarius Moore this year, and he's been a lot more consistent. I think he's beginning to take that next step, which is really a positive sign. And then, you know, obviously Andre Holmes, you know, provides not only can he play receiver, but he also provides something for us from a special team standpoint, and that was a critical factor.
Any response to the arrest of Ray McDonald over the weekend?
No, not really. I mean, that's, you know, it's hard for me to really concern myself with things that happen in other people's building. You know, I'm really focused on what we got going on here. You know, obviously we've talked about, you know, the commissioner's policy and the league policy on domestic abuse, and you know, you try to educate your guys as best you can and hope that they make good decisions.
Derek Carr credited Matt Schaub in the last preseason game, so that he's helped him a lot. How much can, you know, Matt still help him out, be that mentor role?
I think Matt Schaub's a huge part of this football team, and that will be part of what his role will be. And he did a good job out there today. I mean, he's a pro, and I expect that he'll continue to be a pro.
Thank you.